Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take five before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Let's chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Where will they see you? Who's they? Your family, your loved ones. See you after your death. I've never really heard that. I guess I've heard people say, you'll see me in the sunset.
Look for me in the stars.
Yes. I never really took that so literally, but some people, I suppose, take it that way. But this grandma has another plan where you're going. Her family is going to see her, and I'm afraid she has stolen a form of mine.
I was going to tell you something. When I go, my children won't say, I can see Mother in the sunset. I can see Mother in the clouds. They'll say, I can see Mother in Taco Bell. I can see Mother eating Krispy Kremes.
Yes, I am.
Oh, yeah.
My family's going to see me in a pizza every time.
Yeah.
That's how it's going to be.
My family's going to see me sitting on the toilet.
Oh, no.
Playing on my phone.
Oh, no. Because you always do it with the door open.
I mean, I don't. But that's where they might find me in the afterlife. I would also say they'll see me out mowing the lawn or they'll see me driving.
My family's going to see me in the glisten of a roller dog. As it's rotating and it catches the light a little bit, they're going to see that and be like, there she is.
Maitland's speaking to us through the glisten on that 48-hour-old hot dog that's now a weird brownish color that it didn't start.
But yeah. I'll still eat it because that's what she would do.
It's like when people see Jesus in their toast or something.
Yeah,
right? Why not?
Or Jared Leto.
Very similar. Yeah.
Similar look.
If I wanted to be poetic, I think I'd be like, oh, you'll see me in the... in the glow of a dive bar neon sign.
I can see that.
That'd be fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can see that.
Make it flicker a little bit. Hey, bitch.
Me.
Keep drinking.
See me at a Chinese food buffet.
Yeah.
Really?
Yes. Absolutely. Like,
finish the crab ragoon and see Steve's smiling face in the bottom of the tin.
Mm-hmm. Hey. Me giving a big double thumbs up.
Yeah. Kelly, what about you?
You'll find me at the bottom of a bucket of cheese, melted cheese dip. Oh, my God. Because you know I'm down there just eating all of it.
Is that your thing?
Oh, my God. I love cheese dip so much. Love
orange
it.
Or white?
White,
the
for
queso,
sure.
The white queso.
Mm-hmm.
Real strong game.
Yeah, I like it better. The cheesy, the yellow stuff just always, I don't know, doesn't feel real to me. Even though it's cheese.
No, unlike the supernatural stuff that you're eating.
The white one.
I feel like I'll see you every time I go to Blandini's Cheap Wines.
Yeah. I was gonna say, or a bottle of wine. A really cool label on a bottle of wine.
Ooh, yeah.
That's where you'll see me.
Yes. In the bubbles of the wine as it pours from the box into your glass that's not a wine glass.
Yeah.
That's where you'll see me.
Oh, you'll be in the crispiness of the au gratin potato. Oh, no, the scalloped potatoes. Yeah.
Yes. You'll feel me in the sizzle at the top of your meatloaf.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, yes.
Listeners, where will you be? Billy in New Hampshire writes, my wife will see me between her breasts in nature's perfect valley every time she looks down.
This person says that their family will see them in the clouds of smoke from a fat joint.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I bet. This one, when they close my eyes and they're flicking, that's when they'll see my face. Well, that's like a curse, not a wonderful thing.
No. I think you missed the point, sir.
Maybe if it's just your significant other, but if it's your whole family, bummer for your kids.
Mm-hmm.
They'll see me in their nightmares.
Mm-hmm. They'll see me in hell.
Same.
This one might have been sent from Steve. When I die, my family will see me in the garage, swearing at my truck, scrolling my phone, while pushing square pegs into round holes and hoping it fix it.
Boy, that's relatable.
Fixes it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. They'll see me in the garage, finishing up that 10-minute project as I'm on hour 6.
Are you still actively doing work, Steve, on the Comanche?
I am.
Like, what stage are we on now?
Well, I'm converting it to four-wheel drive. It was two-wheel drive.
Okay.
So I have the transmission out of it currently. I'm patching up a couple things on the underside of it, getting ready to do like a rubberized undercoating on there so it doesn't rust again.
Wow.
And then put the transmission in, put the transfer case in, swap out a front axle, boom, four-wheel drive.
Now this, I don't mean this condescending.
No, of course not.
No, I really don't. I know that normally I do, so that's why I'm saying this. What's done look like on your Comanche?
There is no done.
There's no done, right?
There's no done.
There's not a goal. Like, you don't have a poster of a Comanche in perfect condition, like a show car.
Mm-mm. No.
No, he'll know it's done when he can drive across his backyard without getting stuck.
Did get stuck in the grass. Is that why?
I did get stuck in the flat grass.
Are you adding four-wheel drive because your P car got you stuck?
Because I'm stranded.
Yeah. It doesn't
the
have
only, the only way to get to the front yard is to...
It doesn't have the structural integrity to use a tow strap.
You could use a tow strap. You just can't really fit two vehicles back there very easily.
If you ever get done with it where you don't feel it, you'll sell it, won't you?
Probably.
The tinkering's the part.
Yes.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
That's so crazy to me. If I did all that work and then sold it, it'd be so sad.
I need something else to work on.
You don't ever just want to stop. You don't ever just look at it and think, oh, I'm doing too much here.
No, which is weird, but, and I understand why that sounds weird.
It's like you're cosplaying as a mechanic.
Yeah.
Like, not a good one though.
No, but like what you're doing is, for fun, is somebody else's job. And I suppose a lot of hobbies could be chalked up
yeah.
that way.
Yeah, if you don't have to do it all the time, it's not as bad. But yeah, I had delusions and aspirations of that one time. Like, I wanted to wrench on my stuff and do this. And then I realized, I don't want to do that. I just want to drive them. I enjoy that part of it. So if you want something to work on, I can always find something. I'd be happy to let you work on it, and then I'll enjoy it.
Send it
sound
my
like
way.
A hobby anymore.
Yeah.
Question, Steve.
Doing this.
Yeah. You ever worry about if you sell it that becomes a person's car that accidentally breaks down and mm-mms them? You know, you ever worry like, oh man, I'm building a car that might kill somebody.
You're building it into a death trap to sell to an innocent stranger.
Why are you doing that?
Why would I worry about that?
Mean. You don't worry about it because you know you're doing it and your goal?
What do you mean, why do you worry about that? Don't you always build things in hopes that, like, hope my house doesn't fall down? Hope my car drives without killing me?
I'm confident enough to know that my house is not going to fall down. I'm confident enough in knowing that what I'm working on is not going to spontaneously combust.
Are you?
Didn't you do electrical, but no one was allowed to turn it on before because you were afraid that it would burn everything down?
Oh, yeah.
That was your story that you've told about how you replaced a light switch once and you said, don't use that light switch unless you're in the room.
I don't remember
so
that.
So that's you,
no,
not me.
I remembered that as yours.
Yeah.
But, you know, tomato, tomato.
Yeah, don't you have like a scar on your thumb from it or something, Steve? I remember that story too, Freebeer. No, I just worry. Like if I were, you know.
So you think you're really good at being a mechanic, or you don't care about the innocent death of a civilian?
Little of column A, little of column B.
Okay.
I don't think you should be a mechanic, Steve.
I mean,
even a pretend one like you are.
You know, once I sell something, you worry about cars that you used to have?
No.
But I also didn't tinker
I keep
with
them
that
in,
car. And...
Yeah, I keep them in tip-top shape.
If somebody buys a used Comanche off some guy who has it in his backyard shed, they know what they're getting into.
Yeah.
Yeah, when you put Steve like that, it's definitely not trustworthy.
The expectations are pretty low.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, when I bought the thing, it was a death trap, but I wasn't going to, like, sue the guy that sold it to me because I knew it was a death trap.
Yeah, buying your Comanche is like the time I bought two Rolexes for $15 on the streets of New York, and they quit working before I was out of Penn Station. When I looked at them and they were no longer ticking and then they never worked again, I thought it was a good run. I got what I paid for.
Oh, Rolex.
Yeah, Steve should only feel bad if he starts replacing all the body panels with ones from Volvo and says, this is safe.
Wait, have you seen people doing that where they're covering up their Tesla things with like, the Mazda stickers and stuff like
Acura. Yeah, I read an article about that.
Yeah, they really make a good Acura.
Oh my God, that's great.
I saw a guy who he had his Cybertruck parked in his driveway and he had a car cover over it. And he said, with all the talk of people vandalizing Teslas, this'll hide it.
Of course, it's the exact same shape.
It looks the same. Nothing yeah. has changed.
I saw some guy posted the other day that he came out from work at like a wherever he worked, and he had a Tesla, and somebody had put flyers under it that said "sell your car," but it was a thought bubble from Hitler, which he said, "I'm just confused by the message." I feel like he would, you know. Why does Hitler want me to sell this?
It is. That's a weird leap.
Yeah. So Hitler's.
Hitler wants you to sell it?
Yeah.
Or is it?
It's a confusing time, man.
Yeah.
It is. I mean,
hard to tell who's really on what side.
Yeah. It's extremely hard to tell.
The times be a changing by the second. All right. So what we've learned is we're all going to be found in food or lazy products after we die.
Mostly, yeah. Yes,
and that Steve doesn't care if he kills someone with his weaponized Comanche.
No, you know, out of sight, out of
how
mind.
Can someone die if it can never get out of the backyard?
Exactly. It's not going anywhere. Can't get up to speed.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.